This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Father Lord, we thank you for mercy as we take this short exhortation, a call to worship. I ask that you will use this to prepare our heart, Lord. Put within our soul spirits. I say you put within our soul spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for help. Thank you for breakthrough in the spirit. Thank you for opening heaven over us. Thank you because grace will be given to us so much. Honor to your name, Lord. Glory to you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I welcome all of us this afternoon. Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed, is not grievous. But for you, it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. And beware of conscription. So we can see three things. He told us three states. Three states that we should be aware of. We should be aware of dogs. It's a state. We should be aware of evil workers. Dogs are unclean. Dogs are unclean. Dogs are that which is not clean. And we heard him talking about the matter of unclean. When Jagger was talking about you should not cast that which is precious to dogs. So dogs are unclean. So that are not unclean. So that have not been washed with the water of the word, so that I'll not be obey the teaching of the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So they are the unclean. So they refer dogs as unclean. And that also clearly is seen in the book of Psalm 23, that a man that we can come into the hill of the Lord, and a man is so that can come up to his holy place is a soul that has pure heart and a clean hands. So clean hands is not physical hands, but the hands of the soul. That is what they deliver you from. They deliver you from doggish states in your soul. When you obey the spirit and the teaching of Christ. So here, he said, beware of dogs. Also, beware of evil workers. So evil workers are more than dogs. Evil workers, they are cast away. He referred to evil workers in this Bible as souls that they know how to pervert things of God. So evil workers, and beware of conscription. Conscription is a thing that cut you away. But that's not where I'm going, verse 3. It says, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit. We worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. I have no confidence in the flesh. So we see three things here that they are making us. They didn't say we are. It's we are. And Paul was not talking to everybody. He's talking about himself and all those that are followed after his manner of life. We are. Not that we will be. We are. It's a state that Paul and men like him have attained to. So he said we are the circumcision. What's circumcision? Circumcision is a work that they have done upon the heart. Say we are circumcision. We worship God in the spirit. So this is the worship way. It's a call to worship God. But he said before you can be a worshiper of God, you must be a man that has circumcision. You'll find that circumcision in Romans chapter 2. They make mention of this kind of circumcision. That this circumcision is not circumcision of the outward body, but it's a circumcision of the heart. Romans chapter 2, 28 and 29. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is of the heart and not in the letter, whose praise is not of man but of God. So we can see that you cannot worship God if you have not been engaging circumcision of the heart. I'm trying to tell you, and I can boldly say, if you have been receiving the thoughts of circumcising us with the word of Christ, by the time we hear the word of Christ and we obey the word of Christ, then we start circumcising the heart. The teaching of Christ, obedient to the teaching of Christ, circumcise the heart. Our spirit is circumcision. Every man that is born again, our spirit is circumcision in our spirit man. But our soul also must experience exactly what our spirit have experienced. So when you are obeying Christ, you are doing the love of life in Christ Jesus, you are what? You are being made circumcision. And I can tell you, everyone that have obeyed Jesus in a measure, you have experienced a kind, a thought of circumcision in your soul. But it's not just only circumcision in your soul only. He also said, those who worship God, they also rejoice in Christ Jesus. Because you have to know that to worship is not limited only when you sing song. To rejoice in the Spirit, Romans 5 showed us when you should rejoice in the Spirit. Romans 5 from verse 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By whom also we have access by faith unto this grace where we stand and rejoice in the glory of God. But not just only in the glory of God, we rejoice. And not only so, but we glory also in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience what? Hope. Hope making us ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us when the Holy Ghost shed the love of God abroad in our heart. And when we are yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. So we see here that it's a provision that by the reason of our rejoicing, that we don't only rejoice, we rejoice in Christ, mean we rejoice in the work that Christ is doing in us. We rejoice in Christ. Because if a man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. You should rejoice in that God is making you new on your inside. That you are changing you from the old man, that you are not thinking the way old man thinks, that you are not reasoning the way old man reasons, that you are not living your life the way the old man lived their life. When you want to hear about the old man, you find that in Ephesians chapter 4. You find that in Colossians chapter 3. The old man, the attribute, the nature of the old man. That when you can rejoice in Christ, and to rejoice in Christ is to rejoice in attainment of newness. They are making you to be a new creature. They are making you to be a new man. A new man is a man that God has designed to be a worshiper. Because you cannot be made new except you have obeyed truth. Because it takes truth to make you new. Without truth, you cannot be made new. You'll find that in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 20. But you have not so learned Christ. It's so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. That you put off concerning former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to this food lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. When he says, go for a man to worship in spirit and in truth. Truth that change you. When you are being made new, truth that is changing you also put spirit on your inside. So you have not so learned Christ. If you have heard him and you have been taught by him as the truth in Jesus Christ, he said that you put off the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt, according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. What I'm saying that your mind, the way you think, the way you reason, the imagination of your heart, they are all part of your worship. Your heart state. Truth in your heart. Truth in your heart changes you. Truth in your heart make you godly. Truth in your heart transform you. Because you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. As the truth is changing your mind, you are obeying truth. Likewise, also, they also renew the spirit that runs your mind. The imagination of your heart, the thought of your heart, things that come into your mind through obedience to the truth. So you have been empowered. You have been enabled. You have been engraced based on truth that's working upon your heart, the truth of Christ. And also, truth also brings forth change of the configuration, conversation that is in your mind. They are changing the spirit of your mind. There is a spirit in your mind now that's renewed that can worship God. Because they said in the book of John chapter 4, when that woman, Samaritan woman said, our father worship on this mountain. And you Jews told us that it's in that mountain that men should worship. Because really, it's truth. What that Samaritan woman said is truth. Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 20. Abraham worshiped on the mountain. When you see Exodus 2, 24, Moses, the father, also worshiped on the mountain. In fact, God told Aaron, he said, you should go and meet your brother, Moses, for he's on the mountain of God. And God told Moses, he said, I brought you to this mountain that when you are coming back from Egypt, you will come and worship on this mountain. And you remember, Moses, Aaron, his sons, and the 70 elders, they went up the mountain to go and worship God. So what the Samaritan woman said in John chapter 4 was true. Our father worshiped on this mountain. But you Jews say that in Jerusalem should men worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour is come. The hour is come. Or the hour is here. That will come at me. The hour is here. When ye shall neither in this mountain, nor yet at Jerusalem, worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not. So you can't worship without knowledge. Any worship that is done without knowledge is not acceptable to God. They call such a worship, they call it we worship. They call such a thing a peaceful, vain worship. So there can't be worship. Well, I'm bringing for a call to worship, for you to know that you have everything within you to worship God. You have been empowered to worship God. We all in this place have the knowledge of God at different measures. And by the reason of the knowledge of God, you have at different measures and obedience to that knowledge of God, you can worship at that capacity. But the hour cometh, and now is. No, ye worship, you know what? We know what we worship. So, you want to know that Jesus Christ is here. You must know the Father is here. You must know that the Son of God is here. And that you are not here to just come and sing song and dance. That you are here to worship God. And imagine if Jesus Christ is here, how do you want to worship him? Do you want to worship him and remain connected? Do you want to worship and you are returning your former carnal arrangement? Or you want to worship him by the spirit that your mind, that truth has brought to renew your mind? You want to open up every capacity within your soul to pour it to Jesus? Or you want to hold back to Jesus? Do you want to be like that beautiful woman that bought that jar of alabaster and what? And she broke it and poured it and used her hair to wipe the feet of Jesus. Just like I said, wherever this gospel, the kingdom shall be preached, they will make mention of this woman. So you guys say, the time is now. The time is now. time of worshiping God, the order of worship God, has changed since Jesus Christ came on this scene. And I can tell you, they began to worship God since that time. And you also have capacity to worship God this day. For we know what we worship. Then who do we worship? We worship God. We know what we worship. Who do you worship? We also worship God. We also worship Jesus Christ. For we know what we worship. We know what we worship. So any believer that is growing in knowledge of Jesus, like 2 Peter said, grow in grace and in knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ, you know what to worship. God, Jesus Christ is the way to the Father. He is the high priest between man and God. The mediator between man and God. So, true knowledge, because we know who Christ is, Jesus has been revealing himself to us. The Son of God has been unveiling himself to us. So, we know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jew. So, we also know the end of worship. Or we know the purpose of worship. The purpose of worship is for salvation. The purpose of worship is for salvation. Everything we do, either by our meditation, either by our thoughts, either by our speech, either by our meditation, either by our imagination, or either by singing, all that we are bringing forth is a worship to him. Like David pray in the book of Psalm. He said, let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. Also, another place in the book of Psalm, he said, let the word of my mouth be like an evening oblation. Let it arise like an evening oblation to you, Jesus. Oh Lord. That we come to a place that we're so persuaded that we have all what it takes, a different capacity to worship God. To worship. We have what it takes to worship. So we have enough evidence both in the Old Testament and New Testament. Men that worship God. And heaven is trying to steal our hearts also to be able to come with true every heart of worship this afternoon. I want you to know that in this season, God has been talking to us by either more than a prophet or the servant and two prophets. What all these things are about to help us to do is to be able to help us to worship God. So you remember the temptation of Jesus Christ upon the mountain when Satan took him to a high mountain and showed him the glory of the world and said, I will give it to you. Just bow down and worship me. Jesus replied him and said unto him, because worship of God starts from Christ. That's why we worship in spirit and in truth. And truth is in Jesus Christ. He wrote in that Matthew 4:10, then said Jesus unto him, get thee and Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. But not only stop that alone. And him only shall you serve. So every man that is hearing the word of God, that they commit the word of God, because the destiny of the word of God is to raise servant of God. Every man that has the word of God, that the word of God is being given to your heart, the incorruptible seed is being sown upon your soul. The reason why you are receiving the bread and the water, the reason why you are receiving the seed, incorruptible seed, and the rain, is so that you can offer incorruptible worship to God. Or you can serve God. When you are serving God, to serve God means you are obeying God. When you are obeying God, you are worshiping God. Every servant of God is a worshiper of God. You are worshiping God when you are serving God. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve. And you know you can't serve God without the word of God. In the essence of the corruptible seed. Essence of the bread and wine. Essence of the seed, incorruptible seed, and rain coming upon them. According to Isaiah chapter 55, is because so that it can make you to be a worshiper of God. When you serve God, when you obey God, when you serve your wife, it's a worship you are giving to the Lord. So you remember in the book of Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, when he was talking about servants. He said they should not do service to their master with eye service. Servant, obey in all things your master according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleaser, but what? In the singleness of heart, fearing God. Verse 23, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the law and not unto men. Verse 24, knowing that of the law you shall receive the reward of your inheritance, for you serve the Lord Jesus. Can you say? So you can serve the Lord Christ. This is a call to worship. That worship, you are going to be singing here. He said, when you come here, you are not doing it with eye service. You are not here to look at another person. You are not even waiting for worship team, the worship leader, or those who are leading worship. You are his audience, or you and God. Like our sister, Mr. Walsh, said, you and I alone, God. It's just you and I alone, God. No, not permanently even dancing and singing to the tune of music. When music seeks, when instrumentization departs, I will still be worshiping and be serving God. So worship, serving God does not stop when music instruments cease. Even when all musical instruments, when instrumentization, when we exhaust all the lyrics, worship just begin. When drama stop, worship have not ceased. Because first say, what shall you do? Do it as unto the Lord. Say, do it heartily. Say, heartily. It's a call to worship. As you want to worship this day, you need to do it heartily. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not to men, knowing of the Lord. That's why you cannot do worship if you don't know what you worship. The foundation that you must know what you worship. Knowing that of the Lord, you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. It's so that when you are, the essence of the worship, the essence of serving the Lord is for inheritance and for reward. So there is the inheritance, there's the reward. You are going to receive both of them. So why they design worship, why design service as a servant of God is to receive inheritance. And why they design worship is to receive reward. When you serve with the word of God and you serve with the testimony or the law of God, you are going to receive inheritance. Every worshiper will receive reward from God. So every servant and every worshiper will receive inheritance. And the reward of inheritance will be given to every worshiper. They do not reward you if you are not a worshiper. They will not give you the reward if you don't have inheritance. They give reward to those who have inheritance. They design the word of God and they design the worship, the testimony of Jesus for you to make you to be a worshiper. They design the word of God to make you to be a servant of God. You can serve the Lord Jesus. But that is not the last thing that you make mention. So I've made mention. So you must know, what will the word of God make you? That's the last thing. And what will the testimony of Jesus make you? What will the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ make you? They will have to give you what you use to worship God and what you use to serve God. Genesis chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. I want you to know that God does not tempt with evil. To tempt me, God trying to prove Abraham. That this afternoon, this evening, God is going to be proving your heart. And said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. And he said to him, take now thy son, thy holy son, Isaac. He said, your son is your will. Your will is your son. Your will. God will need your will. I would say, if you are willing and obedient, you shall heed the good of the land. Your will. They must not cajole you. If they have to speak a lot of things for you to worship, for you to obey God, for you to walk in the way of the Lord, then you are not yet a servant of God. You should have enough spirit on your inside to respond to God's instruction, to respond to the bidding of the Spirit, to yield by the Holy Ghost in any capacity Holy Ghost will demand of you at any time. In church, at home, in your marriage, you can serve Jesus in your marriage. You can use your marriage to be a platform for worship Jesus. You can use your job to be a platform for worship and serving Jesus. Abraham, he said, behold, here am I. He said, take now thy son, thy holy son, verse 2 of Genesis 22. whom thou lovest, and get thee unto the land of Moab, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tear thee off. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Abraham said unto the young men, abide here with the ass. I and the lad will go up yonder and worship. Can you say, God, tell him to go and sacrifice Isaac? But Abraham called sacrifice Isaac as worship. Every sacrifice you undertake, every obedience, every sacrifice that God only go move your heart to do is a worship to God. Every sacrifice, so long it's not a willful worship, so long as I worship that is coming by the Spirit, so long as worship that God demanded it, Holy Ghost, move your heart to give their whole worship. It's a call. It's a call to worship God. It's a call to worship God. Yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father, he said, here am I. My son, he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? So Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. What God takes in worship is a lamb. God will not take anything. When it comes to worship, when it comes to serve God, it's a lamb. And Isaac was a lamb, a 17 years old boy. They put a wood upon him and he was just carrying life. And fire and wood. And the father said, God will provide. It shows that when you are learning serving God, either by the word of God, or you are learning serving God, either through the testimony of Jesus Christ, or you are learning God, even the sayings of the book, we make it to be a lamp. Our calling, a call to worship, is a call to become a lamp. The call of God upon our life is that we should be lamps. When you obey Christ, when you do the teaching of Christ, you are a sheep. You become a sheep of his pasture. What makes us to be a sheep is Christ. Without Christ, you are not a sheep. It's Christ that will make us to be a sheep. Because if we take a sheep to hear the voice of the shepherd, and the shepherd is the Son of God, the shepherd is the great high priest. So what Christ teach us, or the teaching of Christ, why we obey Christ, is to make up a sheep. Who is a sheep? He that has ear. That's why when you see Hebrews chapter 3, Hebrews chapter 4, let him that have ear. Today, if you hear his voice. Because not everybody can hear his voice. It's only sheep that can hear his voice. We have many Christians in their billions that they are not yet a sheep. They are just a lamb. That sheep is higher than that lamb. That lamb is a carnal lamb. Flesh lamb. If you have the milk of the Lord make you to be a lamb. That's not the lamb that took the book. That's not the lamb that John saw. That's the lamb that is being fed with the milk of the word. Than the sheep of his pasture. Sheep that has ear. It will take the doctrine of Christ. We take obedience to the form of the daughter of Christ to become a sheep in your soul. And it's a sheep. If you're not a sheep, you will not be able to serve God with the word of God. It's a sheep. A sheep that is a soul. That sheep is a soul. A sheep is not animal. A sheep is a soul. Your soul must be sheepish. Your soul must be able to be easy to be led. That is why subjecting leading of the Spirit will make you to be a sheep. So that when you become a sheep, in being training your soul, in calling your soul to be a sheep, because all of us, we are Gentile in our soul, to convert a Gentile soul to become a sheep, so that you can have ear to hear the voice of a call to worship, call to come and serve God. So we can see that you must first of all be a sheep. And what will make us to be a sheep? What? To be the word of Christ. The doctrine of Christ will make you to be a sheep. Learning Christ. Learning the truth that is in Jesus Christ. Learning the things that are in Jesus Christ will make you to be a sheep. You will learn the meekness of Jesus. You learn the endurance of Jesus. You learn the patience of Jesus. You learn charity that endure all things. Believe all things. That's what makes you be a sheep. When you are like that, every sheep has yet to hear the Son of God. If you're not a sheep, you won't hear the voice of the Son of God. That's why they take time to make us to be a sheep, so that we can hear the voice of the Son of God. Because when you become the voice of God, they want to enlist you to be a servant of God and to be a worshiper of God. A servant of God and a worshiper of God. Christ. So they call Abraham. For them to tell Abraham to go and worship on the mountain. He said that Abraham had testimony already. As a John, and to be a worshiper, it means that what? You are a prophet. Prophet worship. Moses was a prophet. He worshiped on that Mount Sinai. Abraham also worshiped on the mountain. Balaam was a prophet. He worshiped on the mountain. Prophet worship. Prophet are worshippers. But you can't move into worship except you are being a servant. But Joker has combined both of them, that temptation. For thou shalt say, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. And him only shall you serve. And you saw, you guys, he was in the mountain. So you can see, it's not only God that wanted to serve him. And it's not only God that wanted to worship him. Satan took Joker to high mountain and told him to come and serve and worship also. So there are also things that want to demand our worship. There are things that want to demand from us allegiances to worship. But we must make up our mind that we rather obey God. We obey God. When we obey the word of God, we become a servant of God. When we obey the testimony of Jesus, we become a worshiper. Every true worshiper, according to that, John chapter 4, they have the testimony of Jesus Christ. What does it mean? That means they are prophets. Say they must worship God in spirit and in truth. That spirit is the spirit of prophecy. That truth is the commandment of God. That truth is the commandment of God. When you read 1 John chapter 2, you'll find that truth is the commandment of God. Worshipping God in spirit and in truth is worshipping God with commandments. Truth is commandment. Malachi 2 said that. O ye priest, this commandment is for you. That men should seek the law of truth from your mouth. So, at different level of law of truth, we have the law of truth of Christ that we have been doing. That's why I say you are a sheep. But for some of us, we have the law of the God of truth in our heart. Then we can worship. But much more, when you do the testimony of Jesus, you become a true worshiper. Testimony of Joker make you to be a true worshiper. A true worshiper. A true worshiper. A man that can worship God in truth and can worship God in spirit. Because the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. You have what it takes to worship God. What does it mean? You have used your will. Holy Ghost teach you to always go against your will, like Joker did. Not my will, but thy will be done. That was worship. Joker also went to Gethsemane. Gethsemane is a garden to go and worship. Every obedience that we do is our worship. So beyond our singing, beyond release of music, I want us to know that God is calling us to higher worship. There's a song that we used to sing, Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise. To stand upon the mountain and magnify his name. To tell other people and every nation that he reigns. Zion is calling us into what? A higher place of praise. He has become our place of worship, where all that we are and all that we have is responding. Responding. We are responding. We are just responding. All that we have and all that we have, we are in sync responding. Responding to whom he is. Whom he is. We are just responding to who he is. Responding to whom he is. So, as with Come to a place of worship today. Do worship utterly. Minister and pour out your whole heart to the Lord.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.